So we are the Dotson family, the Robert Dotson family. We are missionaries to the military over in Germany. Our mission board is Baptist Missions of Forgotten Peoples, and our sending church is New Horizon Baptist Church in Ward, Arkansas. Many years ago, Linnell and I answered the call to be the ones to be sent. And so the song that we're going to sing is Send Me.
The field is wide all around us. The Lord of the harvest calls. The ruler to bring my soul unto him when my time falls. Who will offer hope to the hopeless? Give light to a world so lost. For this is the day. This is the hour, this is the work of God. Here are my hands to lift the lonely. Here is my voice to teach the way. Here is my heart, O Lord, please make it more like thine, I pray. All of the courage I can summon, each drop of faith that I can bring, all that I have to give, I offer it to Thee. Here I am, Lord, send me. We'll raise the banner of virtue and carry the shield of faith. We will sing with the song of angels, and we will sing His praise. For no power on earth can stop it. The truth will be bold and clear till it's reached every clime and swept every land and sounded in every ear. Here are my hands to lift the lonely. Here is my voice to teach the way. Here is my heart, O Lord, please make it more like thine, I pray. All of the courage I can summon, each drop of faith that I can bring, all that I have to give, I offer it to Thee.
Thank you, Pastor. Thank you very much. Thank you for this opportunity. As our Arnold Schwarzenegger said, I'll be back. So we're back. But again, thanks for the opportunity to spend more time with Open Door Baptist Church. It's definitely a privilege to be here and to stand right here. I was raised Catholic, and right before I joined the service, I started questioning a lot of things. And number one question I had was, why do I have to go to a priest to confess my sins? Why can't I go to God Himself? And then I had other questions about bowing down to idols and worshiping idols and all that stuff. Many times the gospel was shared with me, and I kept rejecting it. I remember one time that I was checking my mail at the base. We were at Eglin, and I'm checking my mail, and of course it had the little combo lock on it, so I was trying to fight with that, try to get that open. But I remember an airman over here to my left. And he walked over to me after I grabbed my mail, and he handed me a Chick Track. How many people remember Chick Tracks? Okay. So the big movie back then that was big was Titanic. So it was the Titanic chick track. And so he handed it to me and he said, invited me to the church and said, hey, read this sometime. Well, I went back to the room and I was going through my mail, and then I set the mail to the side and I looked over, and on the bed was that chick track. And I picked it up and read it. Once again, I rejected it and put it to the side. But I remember one day, Linnell was having some medical workups, and we were heading up to Fort Gordon, Georgia. And we made a little pit stop in Macon, Georgia, and visit some friends of ours there, and they invited us to church. So we went to their church, and the gospel was given. Now, I was white-knuckled holding onto that pew. I let go of that pew, and I made that step out in the aisle. And I stopped for a minute. I was like, what am I doing? Well, right before I went down to the altar, Linnell and Mrs. Wiggs went down. And I later heard about their conversation and the tears that were shed and stuff. But she made a comment to Mrs. Wiggs and said, Rob's not saved. And about the time that she said that, Mrs. Wiggs looked up and said, look. And I was coming down the aisle. I got down to the altar and I started to kneel down, and the associate pastor came up, put his hand on my shoulder, and he said, can I help you? And I said, yes, I need to know him. He said, come with me. He took me back to his office, and I remember this big leather couch sitting there, and he went through the Romans Road with me, and he's like, would you like to be saved? I said, of course I do. I want to have that relationship with him. And he said, all right, we're going to kneel right down next to this couch, and I'm going to lead you through what we call the sinner's prayer. He didn't even have to lead me. I started crying, started praying for the Lord to save me from my sins and to come into my heart. That was June 14, 1998.
I was born into a Christian family. My dad was also a military member who was in basic training actually when I was born. So we moved around quite a bit. And when we were younger, I ended up having the privilege of living in Israelik, Turkey. And then we came back to the States and moved to Long Beach, Florida. And at that base, we got involved in Calvary Baptist Church in Fort Walton. And the Lord used that church to give the gospel clearly over and over and over. Our Sunday school teachers, we heard at Sunday school, Awana, at the time, every chance they got, the gospel was given clearly and correctly. And so at the age of 6 in 1982, I accepted Christ as my Savior, and 2 years later, I surrendered to missions. I started after high school. I went to Trinity Baptist College and started getting ready for that call, and got sidetracked. I spent 1 year in college and decided that maybe this wasn't the way for me, and so instead, I joined the United States Air Force, and that is where we met. And So I continued to be away from the Lord, and the Lord kept talking to me in the Air Force saying, hey, what are you doing? You're my child. Hello, I'm here. And remember that promise? That was the question that kept popping in my head. Remember that promise? Remember that promise? And so I spent approximately 8 months rebelling against God. And he kept telling me, remember that promise? And because we had different career fields, I was stationed in South Carolina, and he was stationed in Florida. Fort Walton Beach at that time. And so I was on my way to visit him, and the Lord allowed me to have a seizure, and I ended up hitting a tree sideways. Because of the way the car hit the door of the car, when it hit the tree, hit me on the side of the head and broke my skull. And then my head hit the other side, which caused brain exposure, and my back was broken. Spinal fluid came out of my nose. Things were not looking pretty good. I spent some time in the hospital. I was in a coma. My third hospital, I finally woke up. And when I woke up, I didn't have any memory at all of being in the Air Force. I had no memory of my husband. I had no memory of anything that I had been doing. But when I woke up, I was at the same hospital, at the same base, and people from that church, Calvary Baptist Church, where I got saved, visited me. And it brought back that memory, and it brought back that promise. And I said, Lord, from now on, I am yours. I did spend a year and a half in rehab to learn how to talk again, walk again, read again, write again. Still don't remember him. But he did prove to me, he did show our certificate that we are married. But the Lord allowed that time, because I had no recollection of him, for us to start over. He was only saved 2 months before my car accident. It was August 8th of 98. So a lot of eights in there. In biblical numbers, that's new beginnings. And that's exactly what the Lord did to me, was gave me a new beginning.
I had only been saved but a couple months. And I had never been through anything like that before. Something that traumatic. And if you've never dealt with anybody with a traumatic brain injury, it's difficult. We had to rely on many people to support us, to get us through that. Much prayer. We got involved in a support group. There was days that I came home from work and I didn't know who I was coming home to. I didn't know if I was coming home to Jekyll or Hyde. But the Lord got us through that. So what we're going to be doing is we're going to be partnering with Pastor Gib Wood over at Ryland Baptist Church in Launchstuhl, Germany. Be kind of doing a lot of the outreach over there and taking on a discipleship program over there as well. And then being able to fill in for some of the pastors that's going to be over there that come off on furlough, be able to have that opportunity to fill in while they're on furlough. So that's what we're going to be doing. But our ultimate goal is always to preach the word, teach the word, support them in their needs, whether that be good or bad, and then encourage them in their walk in the Lord. Now, throughout my career, Linnell and I we've ministered to many of the mission or military families throughout my career. As many of you know, that I retired back in July after 24 years from the Air Force. So here all along, the Lord was just preparing us for that future. Initially, I wanted to just join the service and get out, punch out, and go be a cop. But every time that my enlistment was up, we kept praying about it, and the Lord said, not right now, not right now. 24 years later, that's where we're heading. 2004, I went on my first mission trip, and it was over to India. And that was the first time that I ever preached. 2015, I was up for promotion. I got two text messages, and I called Linnell. I said, I know to whom. Now, women don't want to sway their men either way in any decision. But I said to her, I said, I know who. And she said, Rob, it's been in front of your face the whole time. And in 2018, I had a week notice to deploy to Germany. And I was able to sit down with Pastor Gib Wood and talk with him. And then after I got back, about 2 months, I just prayed. And that's where the Lord called us to Germany. So I'm going to go ahead and show our video. And if you haven't already, pick up one of our prayer cards. Pray for us as we continue to head out on pre-field ministry. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor.